This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
About dicks.
Bro, I ain't scared of that kid. He ain't in charge of me.
Tap, bro. You smoked bare man and gotten away with it.
Yeah. Let him come try me. Meanwhile, I'll be making stacks of Lizzie's all day.
Some mad stacks, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me make some of that.
You want to make some moolah? Keep your head down and get your education, bro. You ain't about to join role when you can be a surty businessman making legit peas.
There ain't no way I'm going to make peas like that being legit.
Are you dumb, bro? You can make more than this. You ain't about to join role. I can promise you that, Omar.
I don't know, man. Omar's sick of maths. You could help us out.
What the f*** are you talking about, Len? You just want to bring another brother down or something?
What do you mean?
You seem to be pressed that Omar, a poor brown man, can make it big in life whilst you're out here trapping like some white hood rat.
You know it ain't like that. Omar's family. I don't care if you're black, white, brown, pink, purple, whatever. I always want the best for my bros.
Are we really bros like that, though?
What?
Yeah, we're boys. We ain't never gonna be family. Not whilst you're lot are gunning people like me down like we're animals or something.
So what, you think us white people are the same, yeah? You think all we do is kill black people? Is that how you think I am, Axe? You know I ain't like that. Or my brother, Axe.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
We're all family. Hello, Axe, you must be smoking some of your own supply because you know Lenny's family. I mean, I'm about to call the guy fucking Odilla or something.
Yeah, I know. Lenny's our boy. Right, Len?
I'd always run with you, man. No matter what.
Stuck out, bro.
What, that neighbour? Right.
No, Uncle John! No! George. Uncle George, just leave.
Shut your mouth now. You've caused enough trouble.
What?
I think you know what this is about, mate.
I know who you are. And let's just say I ain't a fan of your work. So either say what you gotta say, or you leave.
Oh, I've got something to say, all right? Keep yourself and your cult religion away from my family.
So you're related to Jackie?
Yeah, she's my sister. And Harry's my niece. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the concept of having a family to care for, but let me tell you this, Omar. I would die for mine. And I would kill anyone who messes with them.
I don't know what you think I did to your sister or your niece, but if you're trying to threaten me or something...
Oh, it ain't a threat. It's a warning.
I'm shaking in my boots.
You taking the...
You need to Back off, man. If anything, it's your sister that's been harassing me since I got here.
Yeah, right and all. She deserves to live in peace in her own home, in her own country.
I guess it runs in the family.
Yeah. Stay away from my family. Or next time I come, it won't be for a chat.
I could mess you up just for the racist stuff that you've said online. You know what? I have a feeling that we're going to meet again. And like this beautiful book says, Allah is with those who have patience. And you know what, George? I'm a very patient guy.
You know what pisses me off about you people? You come here, you want to live in Britain, but you don't respect the British people. You just want to inflict your backwards ideology on any poor sod you bump into. Try and convert anyone you find. Honestly, you're like a pack of zombies, just chewing and gnawing people. Well, let me tell you this, Omar. You won't get to my family, because I'll be standing right in front of them, and I always aim for the head.
And he moves.
Nothing yet.
You sure he's in there?
He's inside.
I got this.
I want to see his face.
What's the deal with his you?
I ain't seen Idris since Omar showed his mug.
That death. He's on that Muslim flex, innit? Growing that beard and...
You've got to give respect where it's due. He cleaned himself up. He was road once.
What's the deal between you guys anyway?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. When we ride, I need to know if he's going to be a problem.
Harmless. I used to roll with my son back in the day.
Tyler.
Dylan. Big boy bailed on him when he needed him most.
Shit. I'm surprised you ain't done nothing to him yet.
That was a long time ago. I was canned myself at the time. And when I broke loose, Janet had my hands tied.
My hands ain't tied.
Omar is off limits, yeah?
Almost off limits. Jamil's off limits.
The sh** you have with Jamil is history. We've partnered up on the job.
Jamil's shit belongs to us now. His rep is finished on road.
Like it should be. Listen, I want you and Tina to roll up on Idris.
T was right. Job's too big for him. He's gonna be in it.
I'm gonna test Idris first. See what he's got.
How?
I'm gonna line him up for a collect. Make sure you give it to him empty. See what he does. How he solves the problem.
You know what? I ain't down with Jamil or this you.
There he comes.
Sneaking.
Deal with this. I'm hungry.
Aren't we all?
Allah, la, 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 la. Amir Ayad, is that really you? Ya lahwi.
How did you even know it was me? You can't even see my face.
You have your mother's eye, you know.
Thanks, Ali.
It's been a long time, Amira.
I know. I guess I just needed some time. But I'm here now. Gonna cook Omar some dinner.
Omar, how is he?
Omar's... well, Omar.
He's a good man. Wallahi, I'm proud of him like he's my own son.
That's really nice, Ali. And I'm sure he thinks of you too like your family.
Very happy you're back, Amira. Please shop. I'll give you a family discount.
No, Ali, it's okay.
That's it's only 5% off.
Well, you're off to rob a bank.
Yeah, actually. Mind telling me where the nearest one is? Assalamu alaikum, Omar, it's me. I said salam.
Oh, sorry. Wa alaikum salam.
Hi.
I'm fine. What's wrong now?
It's nothing. It's the MI5 wanted to talk to me or something.
Typical. I knew this would happen. Look, Omar, this is my job, all right? I see this happen all the time. These people, they go for someone religious, someone with influence, someone with links, someone they can use for their own advantage. They've always got something up their sleeve. Look, the best thing to do right now, ignore them. Ignore any calls, any offers, any money, anything. Even a friendly chat over a morning coffee isn't as simple with them.
I wasn't gonna.
Right. By the way, what the hell is George from the MLBA doing here?
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, coming out of your block. He asked me if I was off to commit grand robbery.
What?
Does he live here?
No, just his sister.
Who's his sister? No.
I don't know, I just found out yesterday when...
When what?
Actually, never mind.
No. When what?
Yeah, it's fine, it's fine.
Omar, tell me right now. Where's your mum?
Mum! Someone at the door for you.
Who the hell are you? Listen here, Jackie, all right? I've had enough of your current ambushes against my brother. It's one thing having your big mouth yelling up and down the balconies because you seem to have a problem with the sound of any language that ain't English. But for you to send your neo-Nazi brother barging outside my brother's door, that's another thing.
Listen, I... Listen, you've done plenty of talking. It's time for you to shut up and listen for once. You better start counting your lucky stars that you got Omar living next door. Because one, he's got enough respect for women and for boundaries to never disrespect you. Unlike George, that petulant man-child you call a brother, who couldn't help but compare me to a bank robber today. And two, and if you think you have it bad with Omar, trust me, you do not want to have me living next door. Because I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't take 1 second of your rubbish. So just keep yourself and your psychotic family away from mine and we won't have any more problems. Understand?
I understand.
Right.
Omar, wait. I swear I didn't know my brother was going to do all of that. Yeah, we tried to tell him to leave it, but... Look, I just want to say I'm sorry about his behaviour. It was an overreaction.
Sure.
Can I pay by card?
Very good.
Are you seriously buying that again, fam?
Decline, brother.
Let me check for some cash, yeah?
Why'd you keep buying that stuff?
Shut up, man.
Hey, Driss, what are you getting?
You know what? Just take it.
You sure?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll pay back for this. I swear.
Inshallah.
Oi, come here. Listen, your brother's been back for 10 years down in Pentonville. He's doing a job for us, but I guess now you're going to have to do it.
What's the job?
Don't worry, hon. You'll find out soon.
Who the hell was that, fam?
Just lost, didn't it?
What the hell is that all about?
George.
So did that doesn't say anything else?
George, honestly, you did too much last night.
Excuse me?
At the end of the day, all he did was give us a book. It ain't like he bloody baptised us, whatever Muslims do.
And is that what you think?
And you really upset Harriet. Honestly, George, I can fight my own battles. I don't need some macho man coming to fight for me. Especially when there's no need for that behaviour in the first place. You should have just left me to deal... George. Wait. I just wanted to say I'm really sorry about, well, everything. My uncle wasn't always like that, but nothing justifies his actions, and I couldn't disagree more with his views. I swear, I've literally disliked all of his videos online.
It's all right. You don't have anything to be sorry about.
I guess, but still, I'm sorry. My mum as well. Omar's a really nice guy. I don't know what our problem is. Well, maybe I do.
Was that all?
Actually, I was the one reading the Quran Omar gave us, and I was wondering if I could have it back. I haven't finished reading it. I'll return it when I'm done.
It's not the same one, but it's the same thing. Has been for the last 1400 years. See, I put tape over the cover in case a non-Muslim wants to read it and doesn't want anyone else to know. A lot of reverts say don't...
I'm not a revert.
I know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I just mean, you know, I could understand why you wouldn't want anyone to know, like a lot of the reverts I know do.
Thank you.
Amira.
I'm Harriet, or Harry. But call me Harriet because I hate it when people call me Harry. Don't know why I mention Harry.
In case you have any questions about the Quran or anything, that's my email. Good night, Harriet.
Good night, Amira. And thanks for the book.
What is it now, Stone?
I thought I made myself clear when I generously advised you to take a few days off.
Yeah, the keyword being advised. I decided not to take that advice.
Well, turn up that hearing, because here's another key word for you. Compulsory, as in compulsory leave of absence.
Excuse me?
The situation has got out of hand now. The media somehow have become aware of your trouble with the law. And we can't risk having you around here until it all settles down.
Are you serious?
Quite serious, actually. I know you're used to doing whatever the hell you like, Omar, but right now you don't have that privilege. You will not come back to this school to teach until you are told to return. If you fail to comply, you will be terminated.
And what about my students?
Oh, please. You're not the only one who can teach English A-level, especially considering the quality of your teaching that you provide. You're quite replaceable.
That's
Excuse me.
Omar ain't done nothing wrong. Ram, we don't want some supply teacher. We want Omar.
Mr. Adebayo, I suggest you advise that Elijah remove himself from matters that don't concern him. Some advice that you could certainly take heed of yourself, if you ask me. And you, young man, should watch that foul mouth of yours. It's earned you a week's detention.
Don't concern me.
And if you fail to do so, I shall have no choice but to suspend you from the upcoming school competitive basketball games until you have learned how to respect those in authority. Do you understand? It's time to go, Omar.
Come.
do you feel?
Huh? It's fine. I'm fine. I don't feel nothing.
Not the cut, you stupid. I mean, how's your heart?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. This all feels like a dream. No, a nightmare that I can't get up from. He's dead. My best friend's dead. And it's all over something stupid.
No.
I must be dreaming or losing my mind or something. I'll wake up tomorrow and Axel build my line.
Get up, Aya. Let's go seize the day.
I'm so sorry, Axel. I could have stopped it. I could have prevented it.
Should he try?
No, I could have done more, man. I know it. Instead, I acted like an idiot. And over what? Over some petty beef? What kind of friend lets his best friend do that shit, man? I'm a worthless friend. I'm a useless friend. And you know what? It should be me lying out there in the cold ground, dead.
كل عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. All my servants have transgressed against themselves and despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed Allah forgives all sins. Indeed it's Allah forgiving, the merciful. This feeling is not one that anyone wishes to endure throughout their life. It's tiring, causes pain, and destroys life. But it's never ever too late to change. No matter how far you think you have strayed, there is always a chance for redemption. £50.
Thank you, sir.
Call me out.
Oh.
Listen, I want you to keep your mouth shut until I'm finished talking, yeah?
Okay.
Your brother really screwed us getting caught by the feds. Now, you're going to do a little job for us that he was meant to do.
What a job?
There's this freshie. He's got a shop down the road. We offered to do some business with him, you know? But the piece bit refused. All he had to do was sit back and let us do our team, just like all these other shop owners. We use his books to clear our money and he gets a fat stack for sitting on his ass, done. But the son of bitch took the piss out of us. He said no. He disrespected us. So that's where you come in. You're going to go down to his shop and you're going to finesse this guy. You're going to take all his money and send a message.
Make him bricks. It's got to be a no-face thing, yeah?
Hey, take this.
Oh, bro, what is that, bro? I can't use that. I've never shot anyone before. I can't be using
You're
that.
You're not going to shoot the guy, all right? But he ain't going to be scared of some you. So you're going to take this and you're going to scare him with it. It's not even loaded. Stop being a little bitch and take this.
Listen, hun, you ain't got to be so shook, yeah? It's just for show.
Will I get paid for this?
Listen,
relax, yeah? Ease up.
You're going to do this job for free and you ain't going to complain about it either. You listening? Do you know how much moolah we lost because of your f***ed up brother? You think I'm playing with you?
Listen, relax, yeah? Relax, I've got it. I've got it. So you're a greedy boy, yeah? I like that still. I can use that. Because when you've got people below you who don't need nothing from you, they ain't going to do nothing for you. Just like these little bags. You would do anything for a bag, now that's real control. Listen, yeah, if you do a good job, then maybe you will take your brother's place. And then you're going to start making some real peas for your family.
What shop is it?
Citizens of... Members of the MLBA, MBBA and citizens of Britain. The real citizens. Native Britons. We are under attack. It's such a tragedy when people don't feel safe in their own homes due to the indoctrination of the Islamic ideology. Well, this tragedy is a reality.
Omar, it's Agent Siddiqui. I need your help.
Imagine my absolute shock when I recently read this headline. Hackney sixth form teacher Omar Ayed taken in for questioning by the MI5. I had the displeasure of meeting this Omar Ayed. And let me tell you, this ain't a man who wants to integrate. This is a man who wants to indoctrinate, to mould the minds of our children. I urge you to understand the severity of this situation. They are letting a known criminal, a man wanted by the flipping MI5, to teach our children. These people are violent. They're aggressive in their approach. They don't want peace. They don't want to make an honest life here. They don't want to work hard for their place in this great nation. They just want to take, take, and take.
What do you want? You want election in hand.
And what are we left with? Nothing. When are we going to stand up as a nation and say enough is enough? What's next? It's time to fight back.
Go back there and just give me your money. What are you all talking about? Just get behind the counter and just give me your money.
Is that what you're doing? It's time to take a stand against these criminals before it's too late. Before we lose our great country to a backwards ideology. Because if we don't, we not only risk losing our home and our land, but we risk losing our families. So I'm calling to you. I'm calling for your help. Because if we don't, we're in trouble. Divided, we are conquered.
Oh my God, Ali!
But together, we are invincible. It's us or them. What will you stand for? Are you just going to sit back and allow our country to be taken over by these evil invaders?
Okay, Ali, just stay with me, okay? I'm gonna call an ambulance. Hello, yes? I need an ambulance, please. I'm at Al's shop in Haggerston. I think he's been shot. Please hurry up. He's lost a lot of blood. Alice, okay, you're gonna be okay, all right?
Or will you stand with me and the MLBA and help us make London British again? Let's put the great back into Britain.
Omar.